USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The alleged Pittsburgh synagogue shooter, Robert Bowers, who's accused of shooting and killing 11 people and wounding 6 others in a massacre on Saturday, is pleading not guilty to 44 criminal counts. Bowers making his plea and requesting a jury trial at an arraignment this morning in a Pittsburgh federal courtroom. Former federal prosecutor Mark Rush says it's clear the government's been moving quite quickly to build the case against him.
The government, you know, obviously got all of their evidence in order, including the special findings, in very short order, and is proceeding in an appropriate manner.
Word is President Trump's latest rally later today in Columbia, Missouri, could draw as many as 15,000 people. He'll be there to campaign for Attorney General Josh Hawley, who's running against incumbent U.S. Senate Democrat Claire McCaskill. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Despite continued Republican efforts to get rid of it, Americans can start buying health care from the so-called Obamacare marketplace starting today. It'll run for the next 6 weeks.
We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country.
President Trump saying that yesterday about the so-called migrant caravan that's been heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border. He said that as he left for a rally in Fort Myers. And then he said this at the rally.
I tell them, turn back, and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
At that Florida rally, the president also said the 14th Amendment of the Constitution does not protect all birthright citizenship. He wants to revoke that right for illegal immigrants who have children after crossing the border. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims filed last week were 2,000 fewer than the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study pointing to the risk veterans have if they have recently spent time in jail. A University of Connecticut study finds veterans released from prison are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than those who have never been jailed. A day after returning to work, the University of Maryland's football coach is out of a job, the school firing DJ Durkin after he had been reinstated from a 2-month suspension the day before. His return led to outrage and protests by students and others, though. He'd been on paid administrative leave since August during an investigation into the culture of the program after a player collapsed and died of heat stroke during practice last spring. Slugging Major League first baseman Willie McCovey, who blasted 521 career home runs, has passed away at the age of 80. His inspirational play prompting the Giants to place a bronze statue of him as the centerpiece of McCovey Point at China Basin Park outside San Francisco's AT&T Park. At its dedication in 2003, McCovey told his adoring fans,
I guess I've come a long ways from that young guy in Mobile, Alabama, to having a statue here in San Francisco.
And start thinking about it now. Daylight savings time ends early Sunday morning. You'll want to set your clocks back an hour, and it's a good time to change your smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector batteries as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.